Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Eileen McDyer, the CEO or Chief Energy Officer at the Resiliency Group, where she draws on practical business know-how, life experience, and years of consulting with major national and international organizations. She is the author of Burnout to Breakthrough, Building Resilience to Refuel, Recharge, and Reclaim What Matters. This sounds good to me, and looking forward to hearing from you. And Eileen, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. My pleasure, Eric.
It certainly is our pleasure, Eileen, and thanks so much for your time. Now, tell us, for starters, why this book and what got you into this subject of resilience, and why is it so important today? Let's start there.
Okay. So I actually became intrigued. My field is in the field of communication and leadership. And back when 9/11 hit the U.S., I became very fascinated with how my fellow citizens and myself, how we responded to that event. And what I realized as I began to listen to people and watch what organizations were doing, that resilience is something that, number one, we all need. Number two, it's not event-driven, though it can be provoked by an event. And number three, that it can be developed. And so I just began watching and listening and researching and reading about resilience. And in the years that have passed, what has become so apparent to me is that the dictionary definition of resilience isn't any good, not for a human being, that it defines it as though you're going to bounce back. In fact, there's so many books that are out there, and they keep saying back, back, back. Well, we're not willow trees, and we're not a piece of steel that can bend and then, when the pressure's off, go back to where it was. That real resilience is about growing through challenge or opportunity. And at the end of the day, it's all about energy management. How do I find the energy that allows me to grow through what's going on? What depletes my energy? What gives my energy? And that's why when I crafted the Resiliency Group, which is a division of McDyer Communications, I finally agreed with what other people were telling me for so long. They said, you're all about energy. I said, okay, then I am the CEO, the Chief Energy Officer.
Well, that certainly is an awesome way to kick things off here today and whet the appetite to hear a whole lot more on this topic of resilience. So what is the message that you actually convey through the book? Get into some of those highlights there.
The message that I convey through the book is that burnout, first off, I define what burnout is. I give people a process to get to breakthrough. And to get through breakthrough, you got to break out. So you have to identify what is it that is triggering this burnout, which I use the definition that was supplied in the 1970s by Herbert Freudenberger, who gave us the term burnout, and it is to exhaust one's mental, physical, emotional resources. It really is about exhaustion. It's feeling disillusioned. It's having no interest in what you are doing, that every day is a struggle. So we identify what are the personal prompts. I identify what are the organizational prompts, because there are things that organizations do, you know, managers do, that burn people out. And then how is it that you begin to retain and regain that energy? That's the refueling. That's the recharging. And so then we look at the process, which is, what is it that I'm saying in my head? What is it that I am feeling? What is it that I am doing? And we also talk about a fourth skill set, which is laughter, because laughter is an incredible resiliency resource. And last but not least, we look at the power of being driven by purpose. Why the heck are you here? You know, Viktor Frankl, in the midst of the Holocaust, determined that man could survive any what if he has a why. So it also looks at, how do you determine what is your why? So that's basically the thread that takes people through it. There are questions that people can mull over, hopefully take a piece of paper and write in a journal. And so at the end of the book, with a number of resources that are also in the book, we hope that people can take a breath and begin to grow through this time.
That is some awesome information, and timely, I might add, as well. Good stuff there. Now, where can we begin when we have a bad day, or a week, or a month, or a year like this one, for heaven's sakes? What do you recommend for folks who are looking for a recharge?
Well, first off, I think we need to figure out what is it. Everything happens in our head, Eric. We're talking to ourselves all the time, even though we don't realize we're talking to ourselves. And I think the first place is to say, what the heck am I saying? And I really believe that language creates our reality. In fact, when this whole pandemic thing started, they kept talking about social distancing. And that is the wrong word. We don't want social distancing. We want physical distancing. What we need, what we yearn for, is social connection. And that's why we see people, you know, over on the Zoom calls or picking up a phone or picking up your, you know, texting, whatever. We want to be connected with each other so we don't feel we're alone. So when I say words, one of the words that we say to ourselves all the time is, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. Every time we say I have to, I'm giving the power of my life away. And by the way, as I speak out loud to you, I'm speaking out loud to me. So first and foremost, say, what am I choosing to do today? And this is a deliberate practice. I didn't have to get on this call with you at 7 o'clock in the morning in California. This is my choice. I want to do this. So that's the first thing, is to look at what is it that we're saying to ourselves. The second thing, the best way to begin to get in control is to look at both our physical body and our physical environment. When I say our physical body, we get energy when we move. So if you find yourself sitting and stewing, and get up and move. Exercise is incredibly important. Mindfulness, being able to walk and be outside. I mean, even if it's freezing cold, I noticed we got a great snowstorm that just hit the Pacific Northwest. I don't care. Go out for 5 minutes. Stop, breathe, come back. And then your physical setting. For many people right now, particularly if they're working from home, I will guarantee you they haven't created a physical space that works for them. They're inundated with, who knows, papers, dishes, kids, dogs, cats, whatever is around there. Create a physical space that allows you to feel as if you are in control. And then last but not least, know that the only power you have is today. I can't influence anything tomorrow, Eric, and I can't do anything about what happened yesterday. So what is it that I'm choosing to do today? And if I look at my to-do list, what is it on that list that I can feel good about accomplishing? Most of the time we put 10 things on there, and you know darn well you're only going to get 2 of them done. And then the other thing to do is, how do I express gratitude? What are we grateful for, Eric? I'm grateful that we have the opportunity to talk to each other, even though we're separated by thousands of miles. I'm grateful that we've got listeners who care enough to figure out, how can I constantly decide and learn more things that will allow me to feel more in control at a time when so much is out of control.
Well, this certainly is motivating and inspirational today. We can't thank enough, Eileen, for this information shared so far today. We're joined by Eileen McDar, the author of Burnout to Breakthrough, Building Resilience to Refuel, Recharge, and Reclaim What Matters. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what research surprised you or do you find particularly compelling while writing the book? Get into some of those details as well.
That's a great question. I'll tell you what was fascinating. I'm not sure the word is compelling, but fascinating to me is that I had case studies, and I specifically had case studies that represented every age bracket. So I had millennials, I had Gen Xers, I had Gen Ys, and every one of my case studies, everyone to a person, got into that place of burnout because they did not stop, look and listen at what they were doing. And they were trying to live up to voices in their head that said, it's back to that word again, I have to do this, I have to do this. They were all working in extremely challenging ways. They couldn't say no. That's another thing. We got to learn how to say no. It's what I think of as developing horse sense, the ability to say nay or whoa. You know, they were all doing it. So I found it incredibly intriguing that there was this thread that was running through all of these case studies, regardless of the age at which they were, that they were buying into that wouldn't allow them to say, stop. Just stop for a minute. And so that to me was fascinating. And the other thing I think that was compelling is that when people would hear what I was doing was the response, oh my God, I got to read that. The good news is that the time is right for this book. The bad news is the time is right for this book. We have never been in the place where we are, Eric, with so much that's hitting us. So one of the things that I came back, went back and looked over some of my notes over the years, this is the eighth book that I've written, and I discovered a poem that I had written years ago. I had forgotten I had written it, and it's called In the Now. And the sum and substance of that poem that I wrote was that the vision, future, let the future be the vision, but the moment counts and how. Eternity is in it. May we learn to live in now. And that was a reminder to myself of something I'd forgotten. And it was that ability to show up today, here, now.
Now, here's another question for you along these lines. I'm sure the listeners want to hear your input on this, especially here today. What do you do to refuel, recharge, and reclaim what matters in your life?
What do you do? Well, hopefully you buy the book, but you follow this process. And I think of it as what happens when you're at a railroad crossing. You have to stop, you have to look around, and you have to listen. So first and foremost is, what is it that I'm doing that either does not add value to my organization, to my business? What is it that I am doing that in the doing, it drains me? It drains me. Is there a different way to do it? Is this something that belongs to somebody else that they should be doing it? I mean, who says that I'm the one that has to do all the laundry? You know, why can't I teach my kids to do the laundry? I've worked all day at sitting at my desk at the office here at the house. You know, why is it that I have to do this? So you got to first stop. Then you have to look around and listen. Listen not only to your heart, which, by the way, is we now know, we call it the little brain. You got to listen. Your heart knows stuff that your brain is saying, no, 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 that's not logical. Listen to that. And listen to what the people around you might be saying. Things like, Eric, you're not happy anymore. Eric, you're grumpy all the time. Eric, all you're doing is whining and complaining. What are you going to do about it? I mean, so you listen to yourself and you listen to some of the others, and then you take action. It's not enough to think. We got to do.
Interesting how you were calling out my name, Eric there. That was very impactful. Good stuff there. What do you want people to remember from our conversation today as we conclude?
What I'd like people to remember is that you're more powerful than you think you are, number one. Number two, that all you have is today. What is it that will give you energy today? Who is it that you connect with that when you do, it fills your heart? I don't care whether it's the little child that you have at your feet, or it might even be your dog. Maybe all you have is a dog, but when you work with that dog, it feeds your heart. And then the third thing I'd like you to walk away is, what are you grateful for today? And who will you extend something out to that will surprise them and will make them smile? When we extend ourselves to others, even when we're in a funky place ourselves, it's amazing what that does to rejuvenate us. the other day I made 2 lemon cakes and I took them down to the post office because I realized with all that's been going here in the United States, people were just the poor post office. Nobody says thank you to them. They're working so hard and their hands are tied in many ways. And I got to tell you, when I went to the post office and I just went up to the counter and I said, I brought these to you because we really want to say thank you to you. One of the women behind the counter, Eric, started crying. I felt like I had handed $1 million instead of just 2 homemade lemon cakes because nobody bothered to say thank you to them. So that might be something for your listeners to take away with, too.
Such a great place to conclude today, and what a kind gesture on your part, especially not only after the year that we've had, but this time of year especially. Certainly a motivating piece there to take action, to do something similar. Well, well stated, and thanks for that share on a personal note as well. Eileen, where can listeners get more information on yourself online, as well as where's the best place to pick up the book, Burnout to Breakthrough?
All right. Well, with that title, Burnout to Breakthrough, Building Resilience to Refuel, Recharge, and Reclaim What Matters, you can go find it on Amazon. You not only could find the book, you can also find there's a great audio that was made for that. The woman who we have doing the reading is just superb. There's also an electronic version, a digital version. And if they can spell my name, E-I-L-E-E-N, and my last name is MacDar, M-C-D, A-R, G like go, H like happy, Eileen MacDar. You can find me on my website. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn. And I'd love to connect with any of your listeners.
And of course, we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid the audience as well. Again, Eileen, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. You have a great day today. Enjoy it.
You too, and mine's been awesome so far. Let's keep it that way. Again, we've been speaking with Eileen MacDar, the CEO or Chief Energy Officer at the Resiliency Group, where she draws on practical business know-how, life experience, and years of consulting with major national and international organizations. She's the author of Burnout to Breakthrough, Building Resilience to Refuel, Recharge, and Reclaim What Matters. And for all the details, visit EileenMacDar.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.